This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Kremlin paved the way Tuesday to annex more of Ukraine and escalate the war by claiming that residents of a large swath overwhelmingly supported joining with Russia in stage-managed referendums the U.S. and its Western allies have dismissed as illegitimate. Pro-Moscow officials said all four occupied regions of Ukraine voted to join Russia. According to Russia-installed election officials, 93% of the ballots cast in the Zaporizhia region supported annexation, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% in the Luhansk region, and 99% in Donetsk. Possibly explaining the lower favorable vote in Kherson is that Russian authorities there have faced a strong Ukrainian underground resistance movement. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting following Russia's announcement of the results of its referenda held in parts of Ukraine under its control. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In a video address to members of the UN Security Council, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called for global sanctions on Russia for sham referendums and attempts to annex parts of his country. After the meeting, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, announced a joint resolution with Albania, condemning the votes and demanding Russia withdraw its troops from Ukraine. She also warned Vladimir Putin's government.
Let me be clear. If Russia uses its veto to shield itself from accountability, we will then look to the UN General Assembly to send an unmistakable message to Moscow.
The resolution could be before the Security Council later this week or early next. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines that run under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, and seismologists said powerful explosions preceded the leaks. European leaders and experts pointed to possible sabotage amid the energy standoff with Russia provoked by the war in Ukraine. Although filled with gas, neither pipeline is currently supplying it to Europe. The incident overshadowed the inauguration of a long-awaited pipeline that will bring Norwegian gas to bolster the continent's energy dependence from Moscow. Hurricane Ian has knocked out power across all of Cuba and devastated some of the country's most important tobacco farms when it slammed into the island's western tip as a major hurricane. Cuba's electric union says work is underway to gradually restore service to the country's 11 million people. It made landfall as a Category 3 storm Tuesday and devastated a province where much of the tobacco for Cuba's iconic cigars is grown. Tens of thousands of people had evacuated ahead of the arrival of Ian. Now Hurricane Ian is headed for Florida. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says most of Florida will be impacted by Ian.
We have watches and warnings up for much of the Florida Peninsula, most of the Florida Peninsula. So really the entire state is being affected in some way by the storm.
Florida residents have been boarding up their homes in preparation of this afternoon's expected arrival of the storm. At least 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate. Ian is expected to strengthen to a Category 4 hurricane when it slams into the state's southwest coast. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday kept the nation's cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year, despite pressure from advocates to raise it even higher to meet the need after falling far short of that target this year. Refugee advocates have been pushing the Biden administration to do more to restore the U.S. refugee admissions program. The more than four-decade-old program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration, which slashed admissions to a record low of 15,000. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida greeted South Korea's Prime Minister Han Duck-soo in Tokyo Wednesday, a day after the state funeral for former leader Shinzo Abe. He was in Japan to attend the funeral on Tuesday to give condolences for the passing of Abe and also for damages from a typhoon that passed through Japan last week. Kishida expressed his thanks to Han for all the messages of condolences after Abe's assassination. And recapping our top story, the Kremlin paved the way Tuesday to annex more of Ukraine and escalate the war by claiming that residents voted to support it. Via remote, Diane Roberts.